Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. If you enjoy listening to Bridge the Gap, we have a special offer for you. Josh and Lucas will be recording live from Interface Seniors Housing Northeast in Philadelphia on November 13th. Podcast listeners are invited to use promo code BTG and receive 15% off. Don't miss this opportunity to learn, network, and see firsthand a recording of the Senior Living Podcast.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap, the Senior Living Podcast. It is an exciting time here with Josh and Lucas. And guess what? The other Josh and Sarah are on our show, Josh Harkus and Sarah Harkus. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. We're stoked to be here.
This is awesome. So y'all don't know, I told you this, for me, this is an awesome day because not only do I get to meet the people that he has been talking about like nonstop, so good to put the face with the name, but we've got an awesome topic that I don't think we've bridged this gap.
We have not bridged this gap, and we need to, and we're going to. So guys, I call you guys the other Josh and Sarah because of obvious reasons. You have the exact same names of our podcast team.
And spelling too. It's not even like different.
So you guys are the other right now. But
we'll
right
take
now,
it. We'll take it.
For right now, you are really, you're on the show. So you are the Josh and Sarah today. So we're glad to have you guys. And we're really looking forward to diving into a sensitive topic and getting a little bit about your background and a very interesting journey that you guys are on as newcomers to the senior living world, which I frankly am excited about.
Well, I'll tell you, so I shared this with you guys right before we went on the show. We've been here at the show. It's exciting to see you guys come into a show that traditionally our industry is a little stiff or a little behind. You guys have such a cool vibe and swag when you came in here that you immediately draw a lot of attention, and people are just naturally drawn to you guys. So I can't wait to see Conference 2, Conference 3, as you guys dig in and see the awesome things you're going to do in our space. So welcome officially to the space, and can't wait to talk to you guys today.
Thanks, man. We're excited about helping our elderly and all these seniors, man. So we're stoked.
Yeah. And that's I think probably the beauty of this is that you guys got great swagger, but you got a great why and a great mission. And so you guys have a company called D-Mana, right? And you guys just launched this year. And so go ahead, let's dive into your backgrounds. Tell us who you guys are and where you came from.
Yeah, well, it's almost as interesting of a story as the Bridge the Gap origination story. It starts with how far back do we want to go?
Look, it's you got the mic.
Yeah, okay, let's do it. Josh, you want to start like way back?
Way back. Take us back.
Okay. So I like to joke that I married into business. I was not like raised an entrepreneur. I got my degree in chemistry. Josh got his degree in business. And the same day I graduated my chemistry degree, Josh and I got married. Family's coming in town for the graduation. Let's just like do it all at once.
It was super optimal. Everyone was there.
So efficient.
We went to a graduation lunch. And then I was like, all right, babe, I'll see you when we're getting married, I guess. So that was it.
Capitalist.
That's awesome.
Super efficient. That's one thing about us and our lives and our companies and our business and this mission. Super efficient. So Josh has this amazing marketing and sales talent that he used for our first company that we ran together, Huify, marketing and sales agency, helping mostly software companies. So like Surescripts, a lot of people here have heard of companies like that. So helping software companies do their marketing and sales in an inbound way. So instead of, you know, shoving billboards in their face, we're trying to get them to come to us.
Nice.
Josh is especially gifted in that. And I've got to apprentice under him while running this company together. And we came to a point in our lives where we'd been in Silicon Valley. We'd done that. We'd been in marketing and sales. We'd done that. And Josh had written this best-selling sales book. And we got to this point where Josh had co-founded this private jet media company last year. He was doing the private jet thing with the billionaires and taking videos and photos. It was like the sexiest thing
Boring.
You could possibly be doing. Yeah. Yes.
It was awful.
Yeah. Still an amazing company, but made the decision, you know, we can kind of do anything we want right now. We're in this time in our lives and our careers where whatever we decide to do now, that's going to be the thing that we're our best years are going to go to? Do we want our best years to go to selling software, even though we're really good at it? We felt like those skills could be applied somewhere else, somewhere near and dear to my heart. And that's where the origination of D-Mana came about.
Yeah, after some of our success we had, we really were starting to take a look internally and be like, okay, what truly do we want to leave behind as a legacy? Is it that we helped some companies sell that much more accounting software to accountants? Or is it something where we can actually impact people's lives significantly, as even our lives have been impacted? So do you kind of want to jump into...
Yes.
Yeah, let's go. What you know, let's talk UTIs.
Let's talk urethras.
Oh wow. Yes.
Let's get there. Okay. So I have had over 25 urinary tract infections. That's a lot of urinary tract infections. I thought that I was like just particularly afflicted. There was something wrong with me. I started to leverage my chemistry degree, researching journals, reading the science behind it. Turns out I am not alone. This is a huge problem. Particularly for people like my grandfather, who a veteran, an amazing man, lived a long life, drank like a case of beer every day and smoked a pack of cigarettes. He made it till he was like 90. And very healthy man. I mean, he had a stroke.
Minus the cigarettes and beer.
And he made it work. Yeah. But he was very healthy until the day he passed away. He had had a stroke, and when the ambulance and the paramedics couldn't get to him from his house because they had this like crazy staircase, what did he do after he got home from the hospital after the stroke? He went and built them a ramp. So the next time that they had to come carry him out, they would have a ramp.
With his own two hands.
With his own
Didn't
two
even
hands.
Hire anyone. He just built it himself.
I was like, it's not efficient enough.
But he suffered, and I learned this through talking to my family members, being more open about UTIs, because that's another thing too, is urinary tract infections have this taboo.
Sure.
As this women's issue, kind of like periods. Like, we don't really like to talk about it. And as a result, a lot of people are suffering because we're not talking about it, because it's got the stigma around it. So I found out after my grandpa had passed away that he suffered from chronic urinary tract infections until the day that he died. And they tried antibiotic after antibiotic, and eventually he just lived with it. You know, he couldn't keep going back to the doctor. He just lived with this burning pain because there was no other solution for him. The antibiotics weren't working. You know, that was it. He just lived with it. And so many women elders are living with this. They're taking antibiotic after antibiotic when there are scientific discoveries being made about how to prevent these infections from happening. And so that is our goal with D-Mana, is a lot of science is speaking to what can we do to prevent our elders from getting urinary tract infections? What can we do to prevent these women from getting urinary tract infections, instead of how it's been dealt with for 90 years and how it's being dealt with today with UTIs? Is when they get a UTI, give them an antibiotic. Wait for the next UTI. Give them antibiotic. Wait for the next UTI. Give them an antibiotic. And what does that cause? That causes antibiotic resistance. So I myself, there's one or two antibiotics I have left before I am going to the hospital for IV vancomycin. That's my only option to treat my UTIs.
Awful.
And so many elders, so many people are going to find themselves in that situation because they're chronic. They come back. It always requires an antibiotic. So the focus should be on prevention. That's what all the experts agree should be the way that we approach this, the 250 million UTIs that are affecting 250 million people per year.
That's a great segue. So talk to us about what are these numbers really meaning in these communities? Like, what is the percentage of people that are dealing with this in our aging population?
Yeah, so there's a two-sided answer to this. One is what the research says today, and then one is what anecdotally we're hearing back, because I think that we're going to speak about a few gaps here in the knowledge of the medical world. But one of them is, it says, you know, people, 50% of men and women over the age of 60 get a UTI. And of people who get a UTI over the age of 60, one out of every three die from it.
Wow.
So it's pretty significant. A lot of this is because of sepsis, and because the biggest symptom of a UTI, or one of the largest symptoms of a UTI, is dementia. So a lot of times it could be something where a UTI caused dementia. Dementia caused them to fall down the stairs and have a bad fall, and the broken hip is eventually what led to their demise. And so
we personally know people on our team, multiple people who have had relatives pass away that way. Wow. UTI caused dementia. Dementia caused a fall. The broken hip sent them in the hospital, and then they passed away within weeks because the broken hip caused by the dementia, caused by the UTI.
So this is new news to me. Josh, you're an operator in the space. And when I brought this up to you recently, you were like, oh, yeah, no, this is a huge issue.
Well, it's a huge issue, but nobody still like talks about it a lot. Like, what are we doing to solve the problem? What are we doing to prevent the problem? And I'll tell you, you know, it was news to me when you shared how many UTIs you had had, because me being, I guess, very ignorant, I'm like, oh, I thought this like only happened to like old people. Like, you're young and you've had these challenges. And I think there's also a perception, you know, again, driven by ignorance, that this is more of a female issue, not a male issue. So to hear the story about your grandfather, and so I can tell you it presents itself in our communities in a lot of different ways. I mean, hallucinations and getting up more frequently during the middle of the night, and you're wondering, why is this person getting up so much in the night? Why are they? And it presents itself. We don't really find out about it until there's a fall, and we're like, why were they up at this time of night? They're never up at this time of night. They've been up all night because they've been going to the bathroom. They're miserable, and they missed breakfast. So I think we as operators, you know, we see this fleshed out, and oftentimes it's almost too late, because oftentimes when they do break the hip or something like that, they're at the hospital, they're out of our control, and then it seems to digress from there. So
talk to us a little some about your journey. So you've come to this realization, you're building a mission-driven company that's solving a problem that is frankly huge, a big deal. Where are you guys in the process?
Yeah, so we've launched the company for 5 months. So we are very new, and into the senior living industry, we're really only 3 months into even this industry. In fact, this event, thanks to Lucas and Josh and Sarah inviting us, this event is the first senior living event we've even been to. You know, been to hundreds of conferences in other industries, you know, with previous businesses, but this is the first one here. So part of it is just educating, because there's a huge misunderstanding, and a lot of it is, you know, most doctors don't necessarily go and study and get a doctorate in urinary tract infections. And so a lot of times it becomes what they call a dumpster diagnosis, where it's just one of those things. It's like, you know what? Sorry, it sucks. You got a UTI. Here's an antibiotic. Mm-hmm. We can shake our fingers at the doctors, but I don't think that's the answer, because I think honestly they're doing their best. They've got so many things to keep track of. It's not their fault that this massive epidemic, which is increasingly rising. I mean, we have children that are 7 years old that are our customers that are taking D-Mana every day because now they don't have UTIs. I mean, we're getting stories back like, man, my daughter just came in and said, daddy, I got to ride in the car and didn't have to wear a pull up because her UTIs were causing her to have accidents all the time.
Yeah.
And so things like that just really, that's kind of when we hear stories like that, and we hear stories about people being able to do things that they hadn't done before, like wear a bathing suit. Cause for some reason there's information out there that says if you wear a bathing suit, you're going to get UTIs. Which,
oh, yeah.
There's no scientific backing to
this.
Yeah,
can we talk about the myths of UTIs real
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, there are many.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. A huge myth around urinary tract infections is how they're caused. And even if you read on like WebMD or like Cleveland Clinic, there's so much misinformation. And I think that causes, you know, doctors to you know, a lot of frustration. It causes patients a lot of frustration. So One reason that people think you get UTIs is, like Josh said, from swimming in a pool or from wearing a wet bathing suit. What's another one?
Proper wiping. So from wiping like front to back.
And you should always wipe from front to back. But to have a grown man tell you, like, are you sure you're wiping from front to back? And that's not why you're getting UTIs. So the studies say that it actually doesn't matter what direction you wipe. You should wipe front to back, but it doesn't matter. That's not going to give you a UTI. Another one is like, if you don't pee after sex, you're going to get a UTI. Something more applicable to, you know, active people. If you don't shower after exercise, you're going to get a UTI. Like, no joke. Like WebMD, like, sites that are supposedly our trusted source of information are saying you should always shower after exercise because you might be giving yourself a UTI. And that has never been proven to be true. That's not how you get urinary tract infections. In fact, there's three things that really contribute to your UTI risk. And the first is genetics. Okay. So if you're a woman and your mother had UTIs, you are so predisposed to get UTIs. That is one of the biggest indicators of your UTI risk. If your mother had them, you're screwed. But you can work on preventing them. You have to just be very, very proactive. And then if you had them as a child, that they've also linked to the higher UTI risk. And then age. So age increases your risk of UTI. So unless you never, oh, and sex, sexual activity. So unless you never want to have sex or get old, you're probably going to, your UTI risk is going to increase. So as we age, our UTI risk increases. And that's what we're seeing with elders, why they're getting UTIs. It's just a fact of life. That's just what happens. Maybe you're drinking less water. Hormones change. Some women get urinary tract infections, postmenopause. There's a lot of things that are frankly out of our control why people are getting UTIs. And that's the biggest message that I think I myself want to get across. I think everyone here wants to get across to elders and to women and to children who are suffering from these chronic infections is it's not your fault. Like Good Will Hunting moment. Let's bring it in. It's not your fault if you're getting UTIs. Genetics, age are things that are out of our control, but those are some of the biggest contributors to UTI risk when they study what actually is linked to UTI risk. It's not whether you showered after sex or showered after exercise. It's not whether you drank a liter of cranberry juice or not. Those things have never been linked to UTI risk. It's genetics and age are affecting people the most.
So this is very educational, eye-opening for me, and I have heard a lot of these myths. Mm-hmm. And so that's very educational. Can you unpack a little bit? I know you're just kind of getting this launch, but unpack a little bit what you guys are specifically doing, how you're approaching this problem, how you want to solve it, how you can help prevent it, those kind of things.
Yeah. The first is goes back to education, like most things, you know, really helping people understand first, like Sarah said, it's not your fault. And there's so many factors that play into why you could be getting this. It could be because of some medication you just took and some procedure you just had. It could be because you have a catheter. It could be tons of different things. But what we do know is drinking water and taking 2 grams of D-mannose every day prevents UTIs. That's what we know. That's been clinically studied. It's been clinically proven. And so that's the solution that we're really bringing to the market is these packets that have 2 grams of D-mannose powder, and you just put it in water or oatmeal or anything else, and that'll prevent UTIs. So it's a combo of helping come alongside the staff and the family members of our seniors and educating them on, hey, this is what this is. This is what this means. And then also, this is how severe this is. Like, this can literally cause you to die. And it's proven. There's stats that say that 1 out of 3 are going to pass away. And so this is something that you really should be focusing on preventing instead of just waiting for it to happen. Because if you're just waiting for it to happen, then it's not going to work out well for you. And the studies show that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So at the core of our mission at D-mannose and why we, you know, started this company and basically are, you know, doing this with our lives over anything else, because anyone who's met Josh Harkes knows this dude could do anything. You could sell anything, you could
pair to say this stuff.
It works.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it could do absolutely anything, could, you know, fly on private jets all day if he wanted, and you were doing that. But you know, the reason we're doing this with D-mannose is the goal is to prevent UTIs on a global scale. So everything we do, it has to be evidence-based. There has to be science behind that, because that was so frustrating to me coming into this world of discovering how I can prevent my own UTIs through reading journals and scientific studies. I was frustrated because I had to have a chemistry degree to figure out what actually worked and what didn't. And if you don't have that, you're basically listening to Ocean Spray telling you, drink more cranberry juice. I don't know how many hundreds of dollars I've spent on cranberry juice over the years because their marketing campaigns told me that cranberry juice prevented UTI. Just an FYI as well, cranberry juice does not prevent UTIs. Cranberry pills do not prevent UTIs. Ocean Spray is the devil. It's not been proven.
Or just a really good marketing company.
Josh, were you behind that marketing campaign?
Yeah. So
she might change her tone if she finds that out.
So we created D-mannose to deal with my biggest frustration as a UTI sufferer, and from the caretaker's perspective, you know, they're trying to filter this information too. What works, what doesn't. You know, we don't want want to keep buying products that are useless. There's no science behind them. But I bought probably thousands of dollars worth of products because I was so desperate. I don't think you should have to have a chemistry degree to know what works and what doesn't. So DMANA, everything we do, everything we advertise, everything we suggest has to be based and backed up with science, studies, and facts. And not just one study. One study is not enough. It has to be reproducible, has to have been reproduced, has to be peer-reviewed. So we're trying to eliminate this nonsense that is the prevention market. Because it's just so clouded with snake oil type sellers. And I'm sure you guys see it in the elder care facilities, you know, the products they're hawking to them. What are some things that you guys are frustrated with in elder and senior living that are like, that shouldn't be a thing? Why are people selling that? That doesn't work.
Josh would have to speak to that.
Well, this is a PG rated show. So we don't want to go into all the things that are marketed to older adults, but there is a lot of them. One thing I want to talk about, because the ignorant dude, bearded dude at this end of the table.
Hey, wait a minute.
So, yeah. So
you're saying there's another one?
No, I'm just saying the one right
there's
here.
There's three.
Yeah. No.
Today there's three.
But, you know, so many things about what you guys are doing. I could sit here and ask y'all questions all day, but a couple of things like the name, DMANOS. I mean, is that a chemical in itself? Did you guys come up with that name? Why that name? And then jump ahead too and like, how do you get this? How do you know you need this? When do you take it? I mean, like I'm still like a sponge here.
Yes. So. Yeah. So I discovered DMANOS, the compound, in doing my research trying to prevent my own urinary tract infection. So in 2013, there was one study available. That's the study I found, and that's the reason I started buying it and started using it for myself. They were using 2 grams of DMANOS powder every day for prevention and showed that when they compared DMANOS daily to Macrobid, a common UTI antibiotic daily, to nothing, they had three groups of women who had just been treated for a UTI and who got chronic UTIs. So 3 UTIs or more per year. So they treated these 300 women for their UTI. They were clear of a UTI. They gave 100 women daily DMANOS. They gave 100 women Macrobid, daily antibiotic with a lot of side effects. It's actually not even suitable for elders. Most times they won't prescribe it. And then they gave 100 women nothing. And in the group that got nothing, 60% of them had another UTI within 6 months. And the group they gave Macrobid every day, which is a harsh antibiotic, cost $3 a day after copay. That's what I was doing. I was taking an antibiotic every single day. It made me sick. But that was my only option to prevent UTIs. So 21 of those participants out of the 100 who were taking daily Macrobid with a lot of side effects got a UTI. So significant reduction compared to 60%, you know, 60 participants versus 21 participants. And then they looked at the DMANOS daily group, which had no side effects. It's significantly cheaper. $1 a day is how much a packet of our DMANOS costs. And they found that 15 out of 100 of those people had a recurrence. So down from 60% to 15%. So that's basically the study that showed that daily Macrobid and daily DMANOS for UTI prevention produced the same outcome, or, you know, it wasn't statistically different. DMANOS actually produced less recurrences. So that's when I started taking DMANOS every day because I had to get off this Macrobid. And since then, there's been 2 more studies that have shown that taking DMANOS every day significantly decreases your risk of developing a UTI and also the symptoms that come with it and also improves quality of life. So the study participants that they were using found an improved quality of life from their reduction of symptoms through taking DMANOS every day. So I'll summarize real quick. The name DMANA came from DMANOS. We wanted a way to educate people just in the company name. So if you're saying DMANA, you're going to be like, oh, DMANOS. Like, I get it. DMANOS is the thing that prevents UTIs. Because I would be so happy if someone was like, well, I don't want to buy DMANOS from you. I'm going to go pick it up at Whole Foods. But thanks for telling me. I would be so happy if they just went and bought DMANOS from Whole Foods instead of from me because they learned about it. That's how life-saving I think this compound is. So DMANOS is the compound. It's pure DMANOS. There's no side effects. Canada says you can take up to 180 grams a day and it's safe. So that'd be a lot of DMANOS. But it's safe for diabetics, for elders, for children, and it's been proven to significantly decrease your risk of UTI. So that's the gospel message we're trying to get out there with DMANA. And that's what we're trying to bring globally in situations where, you know, like India, they don't have as great a supply chain for getting antibiotics. You know, Mexico, like countries, yeah, where we can prevent UTIs at scale through using this prophylactic treatment.
And so right now, the best way to get it is either working with us to help us supply this to your elders. You know, we have some even like doctor's offices that are buying buying boxes of D-Mana, and then they're giving it to their patients. And so that really our goal of what we want out of all of this is, since 50% over the age of 60 get UTIs, and that's what an outdated study says. And when we call into these places, we'll hear even upwards of 90% of our elders have UTIs right now. Wow. It's pretty crazy. So what our goal would be is that every single person in an elderly care community is taking a packet of D-Mana every day. If it's not our D-Manos, that's okay, because what that means is that all of these people are not getting UTIs anymore, or at least the reduction of how many UTIs are getting is significant, which means they're not getting cases of dementia from UTIs, and there's so many things that we don't know about those effects. So how do you get this? DMANA.com is the easiest place to go. We've got an awesome place of tons of resources and tons of things online and videos there. So DMANA, DMANNA.com.
Say that three times fast.
Right.
So to round out the show, you know, right now in the world, entrepreneurship is on a pedestal, and I think it's great. And there's actually a lot of entrepreneurship in the senior living marketplace. And I was actually talking to a younger guy here, and he said, I wish people in the industry on these panels and stuff would talk more about the business, the entrepreneurship journey that it takes to run and become an operator. And so you guys are you know, purebred entrepreneurs, which is really, really cool. And you have so many different stories. So Sarah, talk to me. What is a Pinkubator?
Oh, the Pinkubator. So the Pinkubator is a nickname for the Pink Ceiling Incubator based in Raleigh. It was founded by Cindy Eckert, amazing woman who's making big moves in women's health, specifically with her drug Addy, and basically propagating the idea that people should have control of their own health, which we 100% agree with. There are some people, you know, urologists I just talked to recently, today, an MD said, well, the studies with D-Manos that showed all these amazing effects did, you know, monitored UTIs by a clean catch and not catheterization, so I don't trust it. And it's like, wow. So you don't even want people to have the choice of taking D-Mana every day or not? Like, what's your... Like, you know, people should at least have the choice. Like, it may work for you, it may not. All the science says it probably is going to be very effective.
Yeah.
So people should have the choice of whether they want to take something or not. It's our job to educate and empower them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of heard about her story and was so compelled, just wanted to meet with her.
She's
saw
a
how
big
she was,
figure.
She's so amazing. So she basically had a drug that was...
How do we hear about her story?
Yes. So you want me to tell the story real quick?
Yeah. No, yeah. I want to hear. Yeah. The link from the podcast and the whole thing.
Yeah. So podcast, she was actually on Tim Ferriss's podcast,
yeah,
and shared her story about how she challenged the FDA when they rejected her for a women's drug that men have already had access to, a version of this drug for their sex drive.
The blue pill.
There was like 15 versions of blue pill Viagras for men. There was zero for women. So she brought one to market and the FDA denied it. And so she challenged them and she got through. And on the premise that all the data backs it up and women should have the choice. It's their choice if they want to take it or not. So I thought that was so amazing. And we wanted to get in touch with her. We wanted to talk to her, wanted to make her our friend. And so that happened. We ended up watching the podcast where she mentioned that if she could pick any hobby to learn and to do, it would be fiddling. And she also has this thing where she wears pink all the time. So we found a pink violin.
Whoa.
From this random music store. And we had it engraved with one of her favorite quotes, fuck the unicorn, be the workhorse, which
oh,
is a fabulous
wow.
quote for entrepreneurs to take note of.
I love it.
And I don't even curse that much. It just feels naughty saying that. Now you can market explicit.
Now it's explicit. Yeah.
Yes. So fuck the unicorn, be the workhorse, which
it's
is
a great quote
that exemplifies everything you need to know about being an entrepreneur. And we sent that to her and her team got it. It was a big thing. She put it on Instagram and we got the meeting with, she's a billionaire investor. She's a very hard to reach person, and most investors or most high powered people that you want to talk to as an entrepreneur are. So you got to get creative with how you're going to convince them that you're worth giving their time. And some of them are generous with it, but some of them are hard to reach. She's very busy. She's trying to change the world here, right? Like most entrepreneurs are. So we ended up getting a meeting out of sending that gift. And the reason that we knew even about gifting like that and how to get the meeting was because, do you want to go into a little bit of your...
I'm not sure where you're going with this. You want to spell it out?
I wanted to give John Rulin a shout out for writing the book Giftology. Josh kind of got us indoctrinated. Our whole agency, you know, thinks that way. Our whole agency that we ran together thought that way about entrepreneurship. Like,
what was the outcome of the meeting to get back to Cindy's meeting?
Oh, we're having more meetings. Like now we're kind of, you know.
So, and I can chime in maybe because I know a little bit of the details too as well. So, Sarah met with Cindy and Cindy loved it. She thought it was great. She's like, wow, this is huge. I mean, understanding firsthand all the implications that UTIs have, especially on women, because 1 out of every 10 women get chronic UTIs, which is crazy. So from there, she immediately connected us to urologists and whole chains of urologists and was like, you need to get the word out. You need to get this message out there. So it's been cool. And then obviously, like Sarah said, we've got more meetings coming up.
And that's awesome. And I look forward to, hopefully you guys can evangelize for the senior living world back to Cindy too, because she has a massive influence in on a global scale. And so we'd love to, you know, hopefully you guys get to bend her ear about the senior living industry, because
it won't be hard.
Yeah. I mean, part of the, you know, reason why we want to be the voice of the industry is just for general awareness. There's a lot of people in the population. We go to these conferences and they'll do like the man on the street and they'll go out and they'll say like, hey, have you ever heard of senior living? And they're like, what? No, like, what's that? Like, would you ever work in senior living? And they're like, well, I've never even thought about this. What is this? So, you know, awareness and recruiting and all this kind of stuff. We're glad that you guys have arrived and are arriving into the senior living world. And we appreciate you taking time here. We're here in Atlanta and I hope you guys enjoyed your first senior living conference experience.
It's actually, to comment real quick on the industry, way more welcoming than any other industry. I mean, everyone's
excellent.
Like, hey,
it's good to know.
That's great. Have you met so-and-so? And have you met so-and-so? And they're just pulling people in. And I'm like, man, this is last Salesforce event I was at was definitely not like this. It's like completely different. So it's been cool. We really love, ever since we got into this industry, even because we've worked in so many different industries, providing marketing help and services to all these different clients. But this is the first time we felt like, you know what? I think this is the industry we're going to stay in for the rest of our career.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much value and so much potential. And honestly, we're just getting started. Like, a lot of these conversations are in their infancy, which is great. Yeah. And I'm going to these other healthcare conferences. So I already kind of know the other side because I've heard the other side of those conversations. And it's cool to see kind of these two worlds coming together. So there's so much here. It may feel like it's an industry that, for some at times when they're in their grind or when they're keep kind of motivated, may feel like, man, is this industry declining? It's, no, not at all. And obviously from what everyone's talked about with, you know, everyone wants the comment on the silver tsunami, but even before that, it's huge. And in the health and help that you give is massive.
Yeah.
And I think one quote, I think it was you, Lucas, or someone on your team, Josh shared this with me. I think it was you, Lucas, who said, if you're going to get into this industry, you know, you could be a real estate developer in any industry. To get into this industry, you really have to care.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to care about these people and their lives. And I think that's what attracted us to this space is, no one's going to come back with their accounting software and say, oh my gosh, you changed my life. Which, but when you actually have customers and elders and some of our customers, saying this changed my life. Like, that's amazing. Yeah. And that's the opportunity.
I didn't want to live before this, but I didn't want to leave my kids behind. You know, things like that.
Like, wow. UTIs are so bad. They make like people like I've thought that before. Like, when's this going to end? Like, I don't want to be here anymore. And so that's the opportunity we have, is to change that and to come alongside people in their biggest times of need, when they need that support, which is what senior living is all about. And that's why we just love being here with you guys. Your energy, it's like infectious. So we're so glad you told us to come out to this conference. So glad you had us on this podcast.
Well,
it's just been so
interesting. You guys are welcome. Thank you guys so much. Well, we really appreciate it. We'll definitely connect to all of your information in the show notes. I'm sure that our audience is going to have a lot of questions and their ears are burning. They want to know more. And we'll make sure we do that. We'll continue the conversation on social media and we'll get connected with you guys. You guys have a massive social media following, and which is cool. Like, we're going to get that awareness out to bigger spheres of influence, not these silos that Josh talks about. Everybody's stuck in these silos. We're opening it up. We're pulling back the veil and we're going to get the word out there. So thank you guys so much. And this has been another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Meet Josh and Lucas at Interface Seniors Housing Northeast in Philadelphia on November 13th. Use promo code BTG at registration and receive 15% off. Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap.